God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Does healing give glory to God?
Yes.
Is healing an evidence of the goodness of God?
Yes.
And isn't it the goodness of God that draws and leads people to repentance?
Yes.
You know, I know people sometimes just don't know any better. But the folk that'll tell other people that, well, God put this cancer on me to teach me something. Don't have a single scripture for it, but preach it like it's gospel. And God sent this tornado and blew my house down so I would develop in holiness. And God put this sickness on my baby. And God let me caused me to have this car wreck so I could learn some things about humility and obedience. And then they turn around and tell lost people, don't you want to receive Jesus? Well, you just got through telling them. He might put cancer on you. He might blow your house down with a tornado. He might tear your car up. What do they want, a shepherd like that? They already got a shepherd that kills, steals, and destroys.
That's right.
Huh? Is the Lord a good God?
Yes.
Or a bad God?
Good.
Did he come to give us life?
Yes.
Or did he come to steal, kill, and destroy?
No.
He came to give us life. And that more abundantly.
Yes.
No, contrary to what some people teach, everything that happens is not the will of God. There's a lot of things that happen that are not the will of God and don't please Him. People leave the impression, well, yeah, you know, everything that happens, happens for a reason. Well, there may be some truth in that, but the implication is that everything that happens is the will of God. And that's not true. I said, that's not true. Take the most basic thing. Somebody dies without Jesus and goes to hell. Well, it happened. It happened for a reason. Reason was they didn't receive Jesus. But is it the will of God?
No.
Did it please God?
No.
Well, if the Lord lets things happen that serious, that's not His will, then He's going to let lesser things happen that are not His will. Why? The Lord said this to me one time in a time of prayer. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but distinctly inside me. He said, Keith, all of the agony and all of the pain and all of the lack and problems that are in the world today are because man has a free will and has chosen wrongly. Somebody said, well, it's because of the devil. Well, the devil could have never done anything unless man had used his free will to disobey. Right? So no, don't. It actually aggravates me when I hear people talking about, well, you know, God must have a purpose in those little kids dying of starvation. Absolutely not. You don't know God if you talk like that. God didn't create that. He didn't create sin. He didn't create famine. The curse is in the earth because of sin. Killing and stealing and destroying is the work of the devil, Jesus said. Oh, but we know a healer. We know a provider. We know a blesser. We know somebody that can fix the problem. No matter how bad human beings and the devils mess it up, we know somebody that can fix it. Aren't you glad? But no, don't come telling me that God did the destruction and that God is the killer and God put the cancer. No, I don't believe it. You can believe it if you want to. I'll still love you. But don't be mad at me because I don't believe it. No, He's a healer. I said He's a healer. Jesus never made anybody sick, did He? Isn't Jesus the Isn't he the express image of the Father? Didn't he say, if you see me, you've seen the Father? So could we say accurately that everything Jesus said and did that's recorded in these four gospel accounts is a direct revelation of the perfect will of the Father God for all people, for all time? Do you ever see him make somebody sick? Did you ever see him tell somebody, I'm sorry, it's not the Father's will to heal you? Even one time. Do you ever see him tell somebody, God's working something out in your life in this, and it's not time yet? Then where did all that come from? In order for something to be scriptural, you should have something for it. Scriptures. Right? You should have scriptures. Right? You can see where he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Amen.
Amen. And every one of these cases we read about, we see people being healed. Here's a nobleman coming, wanting healing for his son. And what happened? The boy wound up healed. But there had to be some changes, because the man's faith wasn't there. It wasn't complete when he first approached to Jesus. Now let me read this to you out of the Amplified, and let's begin talking about how Jesus ministered to this man, and then also how the man received. Y'all comfortable? You okay?
Yes.
Can you hear okay now?
Yes, sir.
Is this all right?
Yep.
Good. Everybody say it again.
Jesus
is my Lord.
He's my Savior.
He's also my healer. Amen. John 4, and I'm reading to you out of the Amplified, and let's begin to take different ones of these verses, break it down, see how Jesus ministered, how he received. Verse 46, John 4. Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine. Like I said, The text actually tells us that the turning of water into wine was the first miracle in Jesus' life, in his ministry, I should say. You know, some apocryphal writings have Jesus as a child, raising little birds from the dead, healing his little friends as he played. These are untrue.
Amen.
I said these are untrue. Number of reasons why this is a problem. Number one, the Bible plainly says that the turning of water into wine was the first miracle. So if you believe anything else, then you're not believing that. Secondly, that puts forth the doctrine that Jesus operated as God in the earth, and that even as a child, he could function as with powers as God, and this is not true. Philippians tells us that he laid aside his mighty weight and glory and became like other men. Well, men can't just heal other men at will, at whim. And Jesus, even though he was the Son of God, didn't stop being the Son of God. He laid aside his power and became like other men. And it was only, you remember, when he was baptized in the River Jordan. And he came up out of the river, and the Holy Spirit came and sat on him. Amen? And then the Bible said he went into the wilderness and he was tempted those 40 days and nights. And the Bible said he came out in the power of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And we begin to see him preaching and teaching in power, casting out spirits, ministering healing to people. How? Acts said he did it how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. He went about doing good and healing. See, Jesus ministered healing just like another man would minister healing. He didn't do it as God. Now, there is a difference in that the scripture said he had the Spirit without measure. Today, he's the head and I'm part of the body. You're part of the body. I have gifts and graces. You have gifts and graces. You put us all together all over the world. We got it all.
Amen.
Well, no one man or woman has it all. Nobody is the body, just a part of the body. But when he walked the earth, he was the body of Christ. And he was apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, rolled into one. All the gifts of the Spirit and anointings rolled into one. Amen. But again, we're not lacking today in the body of Christ. You put us all together, we have all of it.
Yeah.
If we'll learn about it.
Amen.
Amen. So anyway, we don't believe those apocryphal writings in that respect. We believe that the turning of water was into wine was the first miracle. And then they tell us that this healing right here is the next recorded miracle, which would be the first recorded instance of healing. That's what scholars say. But in John 4, let's keep reading. It says, there was a certain royal official, I'm reading Amplified, certain royal official whose son was lying ill in Capernaum. Having heard that Jesus had come back from Judea into Galilee, he went away to meet him and began to beg him to come down and cure his son, for he was lying at the point of death. Now let's just stop right here. The Amplified, rightly so, says he was a royal official. King James says what? Nobleman. This is a man of influence, a man of position, probably a man of wealth, man with some prestige. And he comes to Jesus, who is, from the natural standpoint, a carpenter's son, a man who didn't go to seminary, a man who is not approved of by the doctors of the law, a man it is not popular to listen to. But he didn't care. I said he didn't care. His child was ill, and he had heard about healings in this man's ministry, and he went to him. Notice he didn't send to fetch him. Well, tell that preacher to come see me. That's disrespectful. You ever notice James 5, talking about to the church, is there any sick among you? Let them what? Huh? Call for the elders of the church. Didn't say that the preachers was just supposed to know it automatically and be there. If they're able, they're supposed to ask. And really, if you read that, scholars tell us that the word for sick there and infirm leaves the impression that this person is not able to get up and get around for themselves. They're not able to believe for themselves. They're almost out of it. Well, that's when you should have help from your church. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Nobleman's Son, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R704. That's R704, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 12th through 17th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7 p.m. and childcare through age 6 will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org. Or call 417-334-9233.